Drive. That's where David Crockett that much, I think, was down there.
Okay.
Well, go ahead. If you want to keep up, I'm not
going to interrupt you. You got to go on.
Let's see. Drink more of that.
Sure, if it rides.
Okay.
Well, did you say you went down to the beach? Or you did?
Yeah, I went. Tell me, because I don't know how to flounder. Do you have to, how deep do you have to be? I was in water to
bat. That's good. That's sufficient.
Yeah.
That's all you need. It come up kind of shallow.
I stayed out there for 15 minutes. Didn't see a thing, but just little old light.
Crabs? How about, you seen little crabs? Catch
me? Didn't see a thing.
Yeah. Well, that'd be that.
Water around there is supposed to be now.
Was it muddy?
Yeah.
Well, maybe you couldn't see very well enough.
Yeah. Has to be pretty clear, huh?
Was the wind blowing last night?
Yeah.
On the beach?
Good tide coming in, too. I thought, you know.
Yeah, rising tide. Well, that's good.
That's
good.
I just couldn't see a thing. Let's see. Okay. Now, did you, What would you call a little small vehicle you might carry bricks in or something if something was too heavy to carry?
A wheelbarrow.
Yeah. Okay.
That's a Mexican hydraulic. It's a Mexican hydraulic lift. A wheelbarrow.
Mexican hydraulic lift. Now, what would you sharpen maybe a scythe on, or
a saw?
A scythe. Yeah, not well by saw.
Oh yeah.
A saw or.
Well, a file.
Okay. Yeah, you might have a kind of a rock or something.
Oh, yeah, right.
You might sharpen a knife on it.
Well, a regular little stone.
Okay.
Piece of stone. I got like mine eyes in my kitchen here. Used to be one of those old time rocks, you know, that you'd pull, you know, crank, turn by with a hammer.
Yeah, goes around.
And it's one that broke and the pieces of it still. You know, really good to lay it down, then you can sharpen your knives with.
Uh-huh. We call it when they go round. Do you have a name for them?
No, not.
They used to get turned around.
That glows. There's a rock, a stone.
Okay. Now, what is the thing I drive?
I drive a truck, and then I got a car.
Okay. If something's squeaking in the car, you lubricate it. You have to do what to it? You
put the grease gun to it now.
Okay. Yeah, you might say you would if
grease it.
Grease it.
Do it yourself. Bring it down to the filling station or something. You throw up on the rack. Some of these cars you can't get underneath. I have my own grease gun, but I need me a little flexible tube. The one that come on it, it's just a straight piece, and you just can't bend to get some of these little fittings, you know, get around to them.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to get this little flex tube, and you can maneuver it like you like.
Oh, now if you got grease on your hands, you'd say they were
greasy.
Okay. If you had a door. Door hands that were squeaking, you might put what on
that? Put some oil.
Okay.
I spray some of that BD40 on at 9, these spray cans. It's really good.
Now, what were you used to go fishing with on a small lake, the kind of boat?
Well, with kind of a boat on a small lake? This small skiff, we call it.
Yeah.
Like the new year.
Maybe a flat.
Flat bottom.
That bottom boat. Did you ever hear a pirogue?
Pirogue, yeah. Now, Louisiana use a lot of pirogue in the bay.
Okay.
You don't have too much pirogue here.